What's going on to all my beautiful people on this platform? During this episode, I wanted to talk about like multiple things, not just one. But let's start off with like people that have black and white mindsets. You know, like how can you live like that? And who are the top zodiac or sun signs that suffer with that shit? All the earth signs. I'll rank it from ranking it in first place down, you know, Virgos, Taurus, Capricorn, and last but not least, Scorpios, okay? They have these black and white mindsets, all right? And if you try to have a conversation with them and you try to ask for advice, you will right away pick it up. It's like very black and white with their responses. And you know, that's a very lazy way to like think, if you ask me, because things are more complicated, right? Before a thought, there's a feeling. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, a feeling is what kind of like sends a signal to the subconscious, and then that will create an emotion, an emotional reaction, right? Emotion, okay? So the brain and the emotion are in polarization with each other, okay? So in order to understand the emotional psyche and understand people, it's deeper than looking at things black and white, you know? If you live like that, you're going to be highly depressed. You're going to be highly pessimistic, and you're going to miss out on a lot of great opportunities because you're so pessimistic that you close your own doors due to your mindset. Listen, the mindset is a very powerful piece, okay? A very powerful piece to master, all right? Because your mindset is what's going to set the tone towards your reality, all right, and where you are at in life, okay? You end up being in your own way, all right? Nothing outside of you is to blame, you know, even your childhood experiences. That's not to blame. That's not to make excuses and say, this is why I am this way. You understand what I'm saying? We all have a choice. You know, we could either alchemize our trauma and transmute it into a more positive new version of us, or we can just stay in stagnation and just keep complaining and, you know, just keep justifying it and putting ourselves in a position where we're just shadow boxing and projecting onto other human beings that have nothing to do with our internal demons. Okay, you know, at the end of the day, everybody in front of you is a reflection. It's a mirror. All right, everybody in front of you is a mirror. But at the same time, also be aware that you are a mirror, okay? But people are deeper than what they are to be perceived. People, you know, a lot of people, when you have conversation with them, if you have a strong personality and you're very authentic and you have your own ways, right? Without being influenced, you're going to have a magnetic pull, and a lot of other people are going to come around you, and they're going to mirror you. They're going to be more chameleon-like, you know? And I don't know why people brag about, you know, that they're chameleons. That's not really something to brag about. You're basically saying that you're a two-faced and you're fake around everybody you're around. Nobody wants to be around that. You know what I'm saying? Life is already like full of so many weird shit, not in a good way, and just full of so many shady shit and just, you know, dark bullshit that, you know, being a chameleon is not something to brag about. You understand me? You know, many individuals with black and white mindset, it's kind of like, is either a hard yes or a hard no. And that's good in a way, because then you have people that, you know, kind of plays with your brain. You know, they mind fuck you and they breadcrumb you and they give you just enough to leave you on your toes, but it never leads to a foundation. So yes, it is important to utilize the black and white mindset at the right time. But for the most part, if you like that 24/7, you're gonna close your own doors. You're gonna create your own suffering, okay? And you're gonna be highly depressed, you know? And that's why it's not good to be that way, okay? Just because somebody tells you something, that doesn't mean that that's really what's going on internally. All right, I met so many people that, you know, they tell me one thing and then later on they show something else, you know, because many people operate through a chameleon effect. People that have no internal self-awareness, their internal self is not rooted on the ground. So they're not, when you're not rooted, you know, your identity could be shifty. All right, you can just pick on the different habits and the different personalities around you. Okay, and it's important to realize that being influenced is not a good thing. Okay, don't confuse being influenced with actually being inspired. All right, when you look at somebody and you look at their lifestyle and you admire them and you like what they do and shit like that, observe it from a detachment perspective. You know, don't let your emotions, you know, get all entangled with that person, but instead observe it from a detachable state. And this would allow you to kind of look at things more holistically, okay? And it'll inspire you to become a better version of yourself. Because a lot of times when we are admiring other people's traits, other people's personalities, how they behave, and all this extra nonsense, we see something in ourselves that they're expressing more boldly, all right, more confidently. There's a lot within us that is suppressed. You understand me? There's a lot of seeds within us that haven't yet been watered and nurtured and loved correctly, so it can actually break open and, you know, spread its roots and grow into the flower it needs to be. So, you know, when we look at other people, we have to have this detachment from ourselves and them because, you know, if not, our emotions are going to get entangled around what they are, and then we're going to try to copy everything they're doing. And you don't want to be in a position like that because that is a position of weakness, okay? Every individual is meant to bloom. You understand me? It doesn't mean that this person is just original and you're not. No, it stems from insecurities and our own personal blockages with our internal psychological selves. Okay, and when you have a black and white mindset, you kind of live that way. You live operating more so in a chameleon effect because when your mind is black and white, it's kind of like, you know, well, this is what I'm told to do, so this is what I'm gonna do, you know. And it's just like life is deeper than that, you know. It's about tapping into the gray area, you know. But don't get so lost in the gray area that you get deceived and you get, you know, you become gullible and you miss all the red flags. So having black and white thoughts is great for, you know, for ourselves to ground ourselves and also to protect us from external entities that are trying to hijack our subconscious, right? By influencing it. That's what you call a master manipulator. Listen, I'm a Cancer, you know, and Cancers and many of the water signs, they're known for having a bad rep for being master manipulators. And the reason behind that is because we understand this whole realm metaphysically. We're the only ones that tap into that, you know, compared to the other elements. And don't get me wrong, yes, your natal charts play different parts in your chart, But I'm not, I'm really a Cancer. Like, I'm a Cancer dominant. There's no hesitation in the Cancerian in me. Okay, I do have fire placements like Sag, Moon, Leo rising, and yeah, I do have those parts in me, but it doesn't overpower the Cancerian in me. I'm still Cancer as fa as fuck. I'm very domestic. I like my little routine. I love cooking. I'm very good with my money management stuff. Keeping my credit score very high. Those are the Cancerian things. And that pops out more than anything else. But at the same time, you gotta watch it with you gotta watch it with your mindset, because your mindset could be your worst enemy and you don't even realize it. Just because you always been thinking a certain way, that doesn't mean that that's how you should be for the rest of your life. Because obviously, if that particular mindset is not working out for you and your personal development, okay, then it's time to reshape your mindset, okay? It's time to reshape your mindset. Stop seeking answers outside of you. Go within, figure yourself out, see who you are, okay, and try to find, that sector within your unconscious and your subconscious, and deal with your personal blockages. You feel me? That's the first step. And express yourself authentically. It's gonna take some time. Everybody's on a different state of conscious. So, my personal experience in this hologram, or this experience that we're dealing with right now in the 3D domain, may be different from everybody else, because everybody's on a different state of conscious, on a different level. Okay. And at the same time, we all been reincarnated on this planet multiple times, okay? And some of us have just kind of like, we're at that stage where we already know. So we're not really fazed by the external distracting. It doesn't really woo us in or make us like, make our eyes open wide and make us, come out of our being and be all emotionally involved in the external things, because that is exactly how manipulation starts, And the elites know this. This is why they share so many fear-mongering crap on the TV, because they want people's they harness off of people's emotions, all right? They want people to always live in fear and in a hysteria state of thinking and being, But black and white mindset can definitely limit your experience in this realm, And it can close so many motherfucking doors, and it can put you in a position where you end up being extremely pessimistic and you end up becoming depressed, all right? People with black and white mindsets are usually book smart people, usually. People like that, they know how to pass a hard exam, but when it comes to the real world and dealing with life and dealing with stress and the anxiety part of things and the real world basically, and dealing with interpersonal skills and other humans, it could definitely create this barrier with those kind of things. You end up being in your own way. You feel me? And me personally, I don't like being around black and white mindsets because my brain is so fucking broad. I'm always thinking outside of the box. I don't really operate like, well, this is how I was taught, and this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, I don't really think like that. You know, I see things like, okay, this is the way this person trained me, but I am going to find a creative way where this job here is going to be done more smoother, more comfortably, and, you know, everything's going to get done in a timely manner, but that works for me as an individual, you know, because how something may work for you, that may not work for somebody else. And that's why it's important not to be a chameleon, because when you brag about being a chameleon, you're basically saying that you're a follower. You understand me? And you fake and you a two-faced. You know, like, being a chameleon is not something to brag about, okay? You know, when you do mirror somebody, you have to know the boundaries, okay? Because mirroring does help you understand how somebody is, all right? It helps you read a person. But at the same time, you know, don't get so lost in the trance that your entire being merges with that, and now you're copying and doing everything that person says and does, you know. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because in my job, I work with a Virgo, and he's always bragging about being a chameleon, and this guy has no identity. Like, he just does everything that everybody around him does. And it's like, when we're doing group work, you know, he does it how he was taught. And it's really frustrating because there's so many shortcuts to do things. But he lives more, you know, he was a military child, so it makes sense why he's like that. But he's just like very extreme with doing shit the way he was taught. He doesn't ever say, well, let me, all right, this is the way I was taught, but let me see which way could work easier for me. No, he does it exactly step by step the way he was taught, like book step by step. And, you know, they carry that perfectionist crap, you know, and I've been having issues with this guy in my job because I have to work with him. You know, me personally, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I don't really like Virgos, you know, to each their own, but I don't like that sign too much. They're, you know, they're too extreme with perfectionism, you know, but then yet, you know, it's like, they're not perfect. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy will criticize the way I work, but he'll go and make a billion mistakes, you know, and it frustrates me. Like, how can this guy live like this? Like, he's so delusional, you know. But remember, the opposite sign of that is Pisces, so it makes sense why they're delusional with their perfectionism crap, you know. But overall, you know, it's just important to pay attention to your thoughts, okay? And not everything is black and white. That is a very lazy way of living, okay? And you're always going to be confused with so many different things that takes a deeper focus, you know, because, like I said, today somebody may tell you one thing, tomorrow they may tell you another, or somebody may tell you one thing, but what's going on internally, what they're feeling, may be in polarization with that, you know. So not everything that is expressed or is explained out of the mouth is exactly what is true, you know. A lot of times it is pretense, okay, because most people have a detachment with their internal psychological self with versus what they are expressing in the 1%, the conscious, you know, because the conscious is just 1%. 99% is all internal, you know. So what's in the surface is not all there is to see. Okay? It's not all there is to see. All right? Try to train yourself to look at energy before looking at physical stuff. And this is why we're dealing with all this crap right now with the world and the heavy censorship on these platforms and all of these changes, because not everything that quotation is a fact is really the truth. These people have been manipulating us through information, which is really disinformation, by deceiving us through pictures and videos, right? With crisis actors and shit like that. So, facts are also fictions. You can't be too extreme with facts, and facts only pertains what's in the surface, which is in the conscious, which is 1%. So what is presented to us in the 1%, that is what is considered a fact in the 3D material matter. Okay, but things are deeper than quotation facts. Sometimes it takes a deeper inner knowing and a focus where you have to utilize your intuition to see the bigger picture. Because when I was dealing with this Virgo in my job, I've been in my current job for 2 months. Okay. For 2 months. And, from day one when I started working, with this guy, my intuition told me he's gonna frame me. Day one, my intuition warned me. I was working at night and my intuition straight up said, "Watch it with that guy, he's gonna frame you." So I play my cards smart. I started to have meetings because basically I was working at night and there's only like me, him, and another guy who's a Taurus. And he mind controls the Taurus and manipulates him. But in the morning is the rest of the people. And they're not there at night to witness what's going on at night. Okay. So, something told me to just keep updating the managers that work in the morning with, everything going on at night. Keep having your meetings and keep, confronting them and telling them your concerns, So I started to do that on the second week of me working at the shift. I started to do that, and then it came to a point where he started to supposedly train everybody, and he started to refrain knowledge around me. He started to tell me to do one work task, and then he started to refrain certain information because basically he was gonna frame me. He wanted the people, I guess, in the morning to perceive me like I can't keep up with this job because he was refraining training or knowledge around me because he was framing me. He was trying to get me fired. And I saw through this guy from a mile away. The second day I sat on the actually the first day I sat on my desk, my intuition already said, "Watch out with that guy." And basically exactly what I predicted, he ended up doing. Shit is crazy, man. The intuition of a Cancer is something, fuck, is something else, let me tell you. God damn, it's something else. Like, it's definitely a supernatural gift. Because my intuition is my best friend. Okay, I'm 38 years old. I'm gonna be 39 on July 1st. And I do not care like what anybody outside of me says, what anybody outside of me shows me. I don't care, okay? If my intuition talks to me, I am going to prioritize that before anyone else. And it's so fucking strong. Like, it kicks in matters of seconds. It's so fast. Like, I could just be around you for the first time, and the moment I look at you, I don't even need to look at you. The moment my body comes near you, my intuition just goes, this is what it is. And, you know, it's like, it's a double-edged sword to have intuition, because, you know, it can be perceived as negative. Because, like, let's say you meet somebody for the first time, you know, and your intuition is trying to talk to you, and you ignoring it, you pushing it aside because you're in the excitement mode, right? That beginning stage of meeting somebody, you're excited to meet that new person, you know, because it releases an endorphin in the brain when you go and you meet a new person, you know what I'm saying? Or you go and you know, this is why a lot of people have issues with rebounding, you know, dating one person after the next, or even have multiple partners at the same time, because they're addicted to that endorphin that's released in the brain. That's so it is. Once that endorphin is not there anymore, they get bored with the object in front of them, and then they don't want it anymore. They abandon it, right? And this is why people be ghosting, you know. But man, my intuition is something else, bro. Like, I'm still to today shocked, like, how strong it is, you know. And I don't care what comes out of somebody's mouth, the big words, you know, the show offiness, you know, showing off this and that. And, you know, I look at people as energy. I don't really look at people physically, okay? My first, you know, interaction when I deal with another person is energy first, okay? Because my intuition tells me what it is in matters of seconds. And, you know, it's my best friend, and it's my superpower. And, you know, I guess we're known for that. Cancerians are known for that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, it's just so powerful that I'm like, oh shit, I see what's coming. And then, like, I will see what's coming, like months before it happens. Like, it births into the 3D, because remember, before a thought there's a feeling. So, you know, and feelings are very ancient, all right? They're eternal. Feelings never die, all right? Feelings, energy, all of that, it never dies. It just transforms, all right? So when you have an old soul and you naturally intuitive, you will become more emotionally intelligent, and you will become aware of familiar energy, okay, that cannot be corresponded through the brain, because this is not our first time being reincarnated here, okay? 98% of our DNA is, quotation, considered junk, and all of that is memory, you know, memory that needs to be unlocked to understand all our different life experiences that we had on this 3D domain, so we can understand how we could not get reincarnated and ascend to the point where we're not going to come back on this planet. That is the goal. And this is why I have no disrespect against anybody's spiritual belief or religious belief, to each their own, okay? But I don't want to put my belief system in a box, or I don't put my belief system in an external source of things, okay, like religious people do, because life is deeper than that. Most of our work is internal. So why would I open a book externally to tell me what's going on internally? You know what I'm saying? Like, your body is a temple, and this whole life experience is your true religion, okay? And every day, from when you come out of your mother's womb, every single day, that is your verses of what you're going through that's going to create experiences. And that is either going to, those experiences are going to teach you things and teach you life lessons. That is either going to elevate you as an individual or not, okay? Because listen, my sister, she's the oldest one. I don't come from a perfect background. I come from a very, chaotic, toxic childhood experience, okay? But I don't like to talk about it because I do more inner work. I don't live there. I don't live in what happened to me as a child. I utilized that to become a better person, and it showed me that between me and my siblings, like, wow, we all had the same experiences because we all were born like a year apart. So we were all born in around the same era and ages, My brother and my sister are more Pluto and Libra. I'm Pluto and Scorpio, but I'm in the beginning of Pluto and Scorpio. I'm in the elder side of that generation. And, it's not what happens to you as a kid. It's who you become. Because my sister, she's a full-blown heroin addict. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's taking methadone right now. Fentanyl. She's a heroin addict. She's a meth head. She's everything. And she's my older sister. She's a Capricorn. As opposed to me, I am in a position more so where I am a healer, I'm a Cancer, so because I understand the internal psych. And then my brother, he's like an in-between, like he has issues with codependency, bad. Like if this guy is single for one day, he doesn't know how to act. Like his whole identity, and he's an Aries son, his whole identity revolves around being in a relationship. It's really fucking weird. But I think what happened is because my mother's like that, that's how he ended up being influenced by, his childhood experience, seeing that in her. My sister, on the other hand, she's just lost in the drug world. And I'm the youngest one. So there's no excuses for what happened to you as a kid, okay? You have to make the best out of everything, all right? Now, I guess one of my advantages between me and my siblings is that I'm a water sign and I'm a water dominant. I'm not just a water sign. I am a water dominant, I'm a moon dominant, and I'm a Cancerian dominant. So I knew how to mother myself. You understand me? It's Cancerian is considered a cardinal leader energy. So I knew a water cardinal leader energy. So I knew how to do the internal work to mother myself, okay, so I can understand the love language that I was not receiving from my mother as a child. Because that's a very important piece for your psychological development. But man, I don't know how else to explain it, but I don't think, and then I'm an evolving Cancerian, let's leave it at that too, because there's a lot of toxic Cancers too. Okay, I'm not gonna go ahead and put my sign on a pedestal. It just depends on the person and where they're at with themselves. Are they an old soul? Are they doing the inner work? And you cannot fake that. You can go ahead and live in the land of make-believe and say all that shit to yourself and convince yourself that you are those things. But your actions are going to show that. Your everyday life choices are going to show all of that. Your habits are going to show all of that. And this is what people fail to realize. That's why it's important that, you know, it's good to be honest with yourself and to stop lying. You know, stop lying to yourself, because that is the beginning when you start lying to others. Okay? And then you start creating this false narrative around you that you're going to have to keep up with. And you're going to stress yourself out. And you're going to create a lot of anxiety. Okay? I'm fucking 38 years old. I'm about to be 39. And I look like I'm 18 years old because I don't operate by being influenced by what's outside of me. Copying everybody else. Trying to fit in. Trying to be validated. Trying to be liked. You know, most of these motherfuckers in this physical domain don't even like themselves. They don't even know who the fuck they are. So why will I come out of my body temple to, you know, impress other people? You know, that's going to age you roughly. Okay, that's going to age you roughly. And, you know, it's about staying at peace, not in pieces. Okay, because when you're in pieces, then you're going to be maneuvering through all those shattered pieces, being confused and perplexed with, you know, your identity. Okay, and yeah, you know, but intuition is a very powerful piece, man. You know, and like I told you, like, it's, I'm telling you, and like, I will even say milliseconds, not even seconds. Like, you know, depends on the person, because, you know, some people are so fake and so lost with who they are, you know, that they're, see, the reason why people become fake is because they're afraid to show you who they are. It stems from childhood, you know, when your parents are strict, extremely strict, or they're insecure, or maybe they're a narcissist, that can affect the psychological development of a person. And, you know, most people, they grow up and they have these negative traits from their that they develop from their childhood. That was a, you know, a defense mechanism to protect themselves from, you know, their toxic parents, right? So when you raise with a very strict parent, you know, that's going to make the child become a professional liar, you know. So then when the child grows old, that's just what they become. And they never question that, because it they see that it just works. They see that lying and being a chameleon just works in their favor. So they become adults, and, you know, as they deal with life, you know, they don't realize that it starts to affect their interpersonal skills with others. You know, but some people are so lost within, like, they have so many blockages and barriers within that 1% conscious of expression, that it does take a little bit more time to read through people, you know. But for me, it'll take probably no longer seconds to read through somebody. Okay. And, you know, it's just one of my biggest gifts. And like I said, it's a blessing and a curse, because, you know, I can meet somebody brand new and I'm super excited. And I'm like, wow, I'm finally meeting somebody, you know, on my wavelength. But if that intuition tells me you need to pay closer attention to that person, you know, or if my intuition tells me this is what it is, don't be deceived by what this person is showing you, then my shell is going to activate, and naturally and automatically, and I'm going to start observing from a detachment state, you know. And then until what my intuition is trying to tell me clarifies through their actions and their habits, okay, and their mannerism, all right, and also what they're thinking, because it doesn't just stop there. I'm very telepathic. I could pick up on people's thoughts. You know, I could pick up on everybody's secrets. Everything that's hidden in the unconscious, the taboo side of things. I pick up on all of that shit. You know, but, you know, everybody can tap into those kind of things, but it's going to take a lot of inner work. Okay, and if you choose yourself against the world, then, you know, it'll strengthen, okay? But you need a lot of isolation, a lot of isolation, a lot of solitude, you know, to silence the external world and the external noise so you can figure out what the fuck is going on internally, you know, because the weird shit is about this physical domain is that everything is in material matters, right? And it may look like there's space between this material and the material in front of us. It looks like there's a space between us, right? But it's all an illusion. We are all intertwined, you know, through the subconscious. You know, we are all interconnected, you know, and that's the gray area. You know, so that's why, you know, life is deeper than black and white thoughts. Like I said, black and white thoughts are good when you're trying to set boundaries and you know, you're trying to put somebody in their place, you know. But that's not the way you should think 24/7, because you're going to create your own suffering, okay? And you basically are going to close so many doors and so many opportunities because, you know, if it's not a concrete physical evidence, it's like you reject it, you know. And that's not the way life works. You know how many times I've been around people that tell me one thing and then, you know, my intuition obviously tells me what it is, but I don't, you know, a lot of, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, actually 100% of the time when my intuition tells me something, I don't tell people. You know, I let people do what they want to do and think what they want to think about me. You know, I like to let people underestimate me. You understand me? Because that is one big way of putting that person in a spotlight with taking the stage and letting them do what they want so I can see who they are, you know. So, yeah, you know, intuition is fucking powerful. You feel me? Intuition is powerful. But, you know, a lot of times, like I said, people will come up to me, they say one thing, and then, like, my intuition will tell me something, and then, like, a month down the line, a couple of months down the line, even a year down the line, even a couple of years down the line, exactly what my intuition told me ends up becoming real. I remember one time, you know, and it's weird, like, it just, I don't even need to see things in the physical matter, that's even easier, but just by looking at pictures on social media, I'm able to pick up on a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one of my friends, you know, or I'll say associate. You know, we like to say friends because we don't want to make the situation awkward, but they're, most of the people around us are just associates. But, you know, it was like, you know, she was head over heels with this person and all in love and all this extra nonsense. And then she showed me a selfie and I just straight up said, like, that person is cheating on you. And, you know, of course, you know, I wasn't, you know, it wasn't believable. Okay. And a lot of times my intuition can also be misconstrued as hating. So I just keep that shit to myself because not everybody's really ready to hear the truth. Most people are faking it till they make it. Most people don't even know who they are. Most people don't go within and deal with their shadow selves. So why will I go up to somebody and just tell them something? They're just going to think I'm crazy. Carl Jung said it best, I thought she was crazy, but she was just highly intuitive, right? And that's how intuitive people are perceived. We're perceived fucking crazy until everything we say ends up being true, But I said that, and then a year later, she came back and said that I was 100% correct about everything. And she couldn't understand how the fuck I knew that, and it is what it is, And what I like about intuition is, like, it's very straight up. And there's no fear attached to it. There's no emotion. There's a detached knowing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it is what it is. Like, my intuition has levels. Like, it either tells me what it is straight up, or it'll tell me, observe that person detached from a detached nature, but observe them a little bit more better, focus on them. And then once I do that, then I could pick up what my intuition was trying to tell me. So my intuition has different ways of communicating with me, but man, is it fucking powerful. And it'll always be my best friend. I don't take advice from anybody unless my intuition tells me, listen to that person, or, don't listen to that person. Like, if my intuition doesn't tell me to listen to a person, I don't listen to them. I don't take advice from them. And it could be perceived as stubborn and arrogant. You know, as Cancerians, we are misconstrued for that. But what I don't understand is that we're perceived as stubborn and or whatever, but then we still end up being right. So are we really stubborn? Because how are we being perceived as stubborn? And then what ends up, what we say or what we are, what our actions do ends up being 100% right all along. So, at this point, I just follow my intuition, but, I don't got the time and the energy to be around anybody that's pretense. I don't want to be around that. I don't got the energy for that. That ages you. Okay. That ages you. If you put a good fruit next to a rotten fruit, it's going to turn rotten, So I don't want to be around anything that's not organic, that's not 100% real, And that's where I'm at in life. I actually always been, on this path, but the further I deal with life, the more I realize that I am on the right path, But that's my podcast for tonight. If you have a black and white mindset, you need to really get out of your way, and you really need to reframe your mindset, and you really need to start doing the inner work big time, because, you're going to cause yourself a lot of suffering and a lot of misery. All right. So that was my podcast for tonight. We will podcast more in the near future. Have a good one, guys. Take care.